Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, trust the science. Well, what does that mean? There is a big lie behind that phrase. And we unpack the changing science. It's kind of funny how that works. In a very important episode of the Charlie Kirk Show, we encourage you to listen to this all the way through and send it to your friends. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe by hitting the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. That's tpusa.com. TPUSA.com. Start a high school or college chapter today with Turning Point USA, TPUSA.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. How many times have you heard we have to trust the science? That the science is settled, that you have to wear two masks, you have to get vaccines plus boosters, you must stay at home, you must shower with a mask. The science is settled. How many times have you seen the signs on the side of highways sponsored by pharmaceutical companies? We trust the science around here. Nancy Pelosi to Joe Biden to Chuck Schumer. We are the pro-science party. Now, we've done a fair amount of work in the fields of where this word science came from and why the cult of science has dominated American life for the last 2 years. The idea of being able to master the natural world and the human condition through scientific inquiry is nothing new. Science absent of morality is how you get some of the most horrific totalitarian dictatorships like the National Socialist Workers' Party in Germany or the USSR. Much of it was derived from the Industrial Revolution, where the Germans themselves, with Hegel and then Marx, they looked at science as a means to the end. All we need is groups of experts in walled-off rooms that had a lot of power, and they were able to organize society the way they saw fit. They know better than you. Now, if you look at kind of the push towards the acceptance of the term science, over the last 20 or 30 years, there's been some primary actors that have been behind this, one of which is Bill Nye, the science guy. If you grew up in public schools like I did, starting in sixth grade, I went to public school in the suburbs of Chicago. Almost once a week, I would say, there was almost an infomercial that was shown with Bill Nye, the science guy, talking about how cool science was. He would do chemistry experiments. He would do physics demonstrations. He would talk about all sorts of different kind of wrinkles in the natural world that we have discovered. And science was platformed in the eyes of young people, in some ways rightfully, in some ways dangerously, as an irrefutable pinnacle of human existence. The science, as it's been told over the last couple of years, especially, is something we cannot question. We cannot dive into. The science is unchanging. Now, I've been doing some thinking about this, and I realized why this was so persuasive to most of the American population, the world population, is because they were actually conflating two things. When people hear the term science, they immediately think, well, E equals MC squared, or gravity, or that we have a round earth, or the heliocentric theory of gravitational pull, or force equals mass times acceleration, or the second law of thermodynamics, or an object at rest will stay at rest, or for every action there's equal and opposite reaction. Those things are what Thomas Jefferson would call the laws of nature and of nature's God. And yes, those things are science. However, over the last couple years, the public health experts intentionally went on a conflation strategy. They blurred and they blended and they conflated the things we know about the natural world, such as scientific equations of how to measure our proximity to the sun or gravitational pull, to things we don't know about the natural world. By saying we just trust science, they were preying on people's understanding that some things we have figured out. Now, in cut 45, you'll hear Dr. Wen. Now, Dr. Wen, I believe, used to work for Planned Parenthood. She now is on CNN every so often. And what she said was totally extraordinary. But I want you to listen carefully. She says, quote, "Circumstances have changed and the science has changed." She says the science has changed. How many times in the last couple of years have we been trying to question the science? Now, we need to start using different terms. No one on the center right, including myself, ever questioned the natural law. We never questioned force equals mass times acceleration. We never questioned whether or not the earth was round. We were questioning something else. We were questioning a hypothesis. Because we allowed our language to become so sloppy and we allowed people in charge to use the word science to describe what was nothing more than a theory, we allowed a group of unelected experts to redesign Western civilization as we know it. But now they're backtracking, they're backpedaling, like, well, yeah, science changes all the time. Well, now they admit it. Of course it does. Never were they open-minded, which scientists are supposed to be, but hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, azithromycin, early intervention, intravenous therapy, aspirin, melatonin. No, but instead they acted as if mandatory masking, cloth masks, staying at home, coming in contact with no one, and locking down civilization. We know that as certain as we know the quadratic equation. Play cut 45.
Do you agree with the move?
I do. There was a and is a time and place for pandemic restrictions, but when they were put in, it was always with the understanding that they would be removed as soon as we can. And in this case, circumstances have changed. Case counts are declining. Also, the science has changed. We know that vaccines protect very well against Omicron, which is the dominant variant. Everyone 5 and older have widespread access to vaccines.
The science has not changed. Her hypothesis and her theory has changed. Those are two totally different things. The natural law does not change. There have been mutations to this virus, but it acts very similarly. Where early interventions work. Where the mitigation strategy early, she is unafraid to say, no, it was actually a complete and total disaster. We got the equation wrong. It was like Chernobyl, where science failed us. You know, there are many examples of where science has been totally wrong. If you look into one particular study, have you ever heard of what a neutrino is? Well, a neutrino are weird little flyweight subatomic particles. They zip through space faster than even Usain Bolt running for the gold medal. In 2011, scientists claimed that neutrinos, when timed how long it took from them to fly to one atom to another, they were actually faster than the speed of light. This made international news that there is something faster than light. Now, in 2012, other scientists decided to actually check this research study. It didn't make any sense. Was Einstein wrong? Were the physicists of the 20th century incorrect? Well, no, actually, the research team, they came back and they were like, oh, actually, we're sorry. We had a loose electrical cable that knocked the experiment's clock out of sync, and it explained the error. Science and scientists are actually wrong more than they are right. It's hard to get to a place where all of a sudden you have a breakthrough where you can have an equation to the natural world. It's possible. Copernicus did it in 1543. Galileo did it in 1610. To challenge an orthodox belief and actually become to a heterodox, well-accepted mathematical equation of the natural world. But they deceived you intentionally. And they did so that they could have political power to act as if they got it all mapped out. And they used that word science. That term science was a shield. It was a shield to try to protect themselves from a political agenda that was masked as a medical agenda. No, we're just trying to save lives. Trust the science. Say at home, we're on the side of science. Well, the first thing that any scientist will tell you that is worth their salt is you never stop questioning. That's one thing that they did not allow. Social media companies restricted speech. Pfizer sponsored entire hours of programming on CNN. Oh, the science has changed, Dr. Wenner says. No, 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 no. What has changed is the politics have changed, but the science remains the same, and your theory was wrong. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Check it out right now, relieffactor.com. You should order the 3-week quick start too, discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Check it out right now. Someone emailed us at freedom@charliekirk.com. Such a good take. Truth is discovered, not created. That is exactly right. But when morals become subjective, as they have in our world the last couple decades, well, then why can't the science become subjective? It's what you need it to be. Cut 46, Dr. Wen continues to say that it's time for government restrictions to end and shift to individual responsibility. I want you to imagine the state our country would be in if our leaders would have been able to say this back in spring of 2020. Play cut 46.
And we also know about one-way masking, the idea that even if other people around you are not wearing masks, if you wear a high-quality mask, that also protects you, the wearer, too. And so in this case, I'm not saying, I don't think anyone really is saying that no one should ever wear masks, but rather that the responsibility should shift from a government mandate imposed from the state or the local district or the school. Rather, it should shift to an individual responsibility by the family, who can still decide that their child can wear a mask if needed.
Individual responsibility, you mean like deciding whether or not people need to get vaccines or not? Individual responsibility, like whether or not people should wear a mask or not? There's only one reason why she's saying this. The science has not changed. The politics has changed. Dr. Wen has been deployed by the left to try and move the Overton window for scared suburban moms to allow Democrat governors and mayors to lift COVID restrictions to try to resurrect the plummeting poll numbers and popularity. The science has definitely not changed at all. The science remains exactly the same. We're dealing with an invisible pathogen that is not a significant risk to a vast majority of the population. We now have more treatments than ever before. Vitamin D levels very well could have been an effective strategy for most of the population to engage in. But she's worried not about the pandemic. No, no, Dr. Wen, as instructed by her puppet masters and the people in charge of her, she's former head of Planned Parenthood, so she is basically a primary member of Team Left, as they say, we need her to go on CNN, say something newsworthy and outrageous, because we are paying a political price for locking down the country. So she needs to give permission for other mayors and governors to be able to open the country back up again. But they're not on the same page here. But they're now going to be crediting Biden for reopening the country. Hakeem Jeffries does exactly that. He credits Biden for states dropping mask mandates. Play cut 43.
Job creation is up. Wages are up, unemployment is down, and the Omicron variant is in retreat. And that's not by accident. That's because under President Biden's leadership, a public health infrastructure was put into place, beginning with the American Rescue Plan, without a single Republican vote, to ensure that we can do everything possible to crush the virus. And that is what has been happening.
This guy is so unbelievably dishonest. I mean, does he have to take a shower after that just to wash off the lies? It's unbelievable how you could live with yourself. But they don't really quite have their message straight. Dr. Wen goes on and she says, look, here's the thing. The science has changed. And we've been talking about two different things that they've intentionally blended and blurred together. You can look in science very simply like this. There is the known and there is the unknown. Now, if you're as bold to try to challenge the known, you better have your facts right. Galileo did that, and he was imprisoned for quite some time for challenging the scholastic consensus of the orthodox belief that the Earth was the center of planetary movement in our galaxy. Copernicus hypothesized it first, but he ended up being correct. But invoking and constantly saying, we trust the science, we trust the science, actually prevents what science is all about. Science is about dissent. And you can't have dissent if you do not have the ability or the circumstance or the environment to have speech. Joe Rogan was playing a better role as a legitimate scientist than Fauci ever has. He asked questions. He wanted to get to the truth. Were the vaccines causing things? Are they helping or hurting? Why is Israel having some of the worst virus transmission rates in the world with their fourth booster shot? Why is that? Science is about questioning. Politics, especially on the left, is about protecting a specific narrative that benefits their political power. Look, it's a new year and not much has changed. We have inflation. Houses are selling in a week, interest rates are at zero, and our government is still borrowing money, well, actually printing money. $5 trillion in new money, to be exact. What could go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hits a 10-year low, inflation 6.8%, even higher in certain places, 10%, 12% in other places. Something is not adding up. So what can you do? Well, you can play it safe. Put some of your assets into precious metals, will keep your money away from volatility of the markets, and will let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold, and they'll run through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about for once. How refreshing would that be? Call us at 877-646-5347 or visit our website at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Teacher union boss Randy Weingarten says she'll only support unmasking children when there is zero COVID transmission or an 80% vaccination rate. So we're at 63% of the country vaccinated. Now, teacher union boss Randy Weingarten, she is a thug. She is a mobster. She's a cartel leader. Now, teachers can be wonderful. There's many wonderful teachers out there. Teacher unions are no different than the same sort of cartel gangs that are running drugs into our country. And I use that comparison totally and completely on purpose. The teacher unions have so significantly failed millions, tens of millions of people that have gone through the institutions that they run. Public sector teacher unions continue to pay bad teachers, awful teachers, regardless of their behavior or of their lack of interest in actually educating children. Public sector teacher unions want the schools closed and they want the kids masked. Everything that the teacher union does is at the bidding of the globalist Democrat Party. Now, teacher union boss Randy Weingarten, who lives a life of luxury and convenience, she's getting increasingly worried that the homeschooling population has doubled in the last year. She's very worried that charter schools and private schools are growing. Randy Weingarten, she's probably top 10 of the people that have done the most damage to America over the last decade. There are schools in Baltimore where they can't not find a single child that can read at grade level. But don't worry, Randy Weingarten, the head of the American Federation of Teachers, she's getting paid in full. Play cut 44.
I am in favor of an off-ramp en masse.
Right.
The real issue becomes, is the spread low enough so that there's no dissemination or transmission in schools? That's why I like what Massachusetts has done, because what they've said is that on a school-by-school basis, they said if there's 80% vaccination rates, then those schools can lift the mandates.
Even though there is evidence to show the more vaccinated you are, the more the virus is actually being transmitted or transmission. Israel's a great example. Gibraltar is Singapore. They just pull this data point out of nowhere as if the vaccine is stopping transmission. Now, you might be able to say, because there's mixed data on this, well, the vaccine can help as an injectable therapeutic. That's a separate argument. Basically, she's saying that we're never going to reopen schools with kids without masks on. Randy Weingarten should be much more concerned about a certain high school in Baltimore that was just revealed to show that 77% of high schoolers are reading at kindergarten level. Not just at grade level, these are high schoolers that are reading at kindergarten level. The damage from the public sector teacher unions. Randy Weingarten is on a totally different page than Miss Wen for a purpose. They are so worried, Democrats are, they are going to get clobbered in the upcoming midterms. They have to do everything they possibly can to try to reopen the country and get back to some form of normalcy. This is not about science. It's not about medicine. It's about politics. The very same thing they accuse us only of caring about. They're the ones that cared about us. They're like, oh, you only care about the politics of this. Now, while everyone is bickering on cable news, kids are starting to fight back. Students are starting to fight back against these mask mandates one at a time. What's the damage that mask mandates have done? It's significant. It's detrimental to the emotional and the spiritual health of a nation. Listen to this of a video of a mom explaining about how when her daughter went to school without a mask, the teacher was shocked to see her face and couldn't even recognize the child. Play cut 35.
The teacher says, oh my God, hi. I didn't even recognize you. I've never seen your face before. Layla's been in that class for 3.5 months. This is dehumanizing. It's demoralizing. And these teachers should see a human face.
Harris Faulkner reports, cut 38, on a new study that shows that children have a harder time recognizing people than adults. Play cut 38.
So a new study finds that children have a more difficult time recognizing faces that are masked than adults. The study's author says, quote, if holistic processing is impaired and recognition is impaired, there's a possibility it could impair children's ability to navigate through social interactions with their peers and teachers. And this could lead to issues forming important relationships, given the importance of faces to social interactions.
So if the evidence is so overwhelming, why are there still mask mandates? Two reasons. Parents that are living in a perpetual state of fear, safetyism is their guiding philosophy. That's number one. And number two, there are people at the top level that have a diabolical agenda to interrupt the natural maturation process of children, to create them to be government addicted and tech addicted, government dependent and tech addicted and medicated for the rest of their life. Now, would it be too far to conjecture that the pharmaceutical companies really want kids to walk around with masks all day long? Makes them more anxious, more depressed, less confident? Well, that's great for the pill pushers that work for Pfizer that are trying to medicate your children anyway. You see, instead of actually trying to solve problems, why wouldn't the pharmaceutical companies be trying to push conditions that make your 7-year-old or your 10-year-old or your 15-year-old less likely to be confident, less likely to stand on their own? The amount of prescriptions that are written for antidepressants is skyrocketing. It's the new gold rush. If you are in the business of creating antidepressants, you are printing money right now, most of which, of course, is covered by insurance or other means. That mother from Connecticut, Jennifer Orr, continues in cut 37, saying how children have to choose between masking or foggy glasses, impeding their learning, and how masks aren't worn properly most of the time anyway. It's also creating subjects, not citizens. A generation similar, and I will use a comparison here, that will definitely get some headlines. And then everyone just kind of stares. It's exactly how children are raised in North Korea. They don't know freedom and liberty. They do what they're told. Yemini Park, when she joined both Joe Rogan and Dennis Prager, a North Korean defector, she said, I didn't even know how to think for myself. Thinking for 10 minutes was exhausting. I had to take a nap. If you condition a generation to not be self-reliant, to not even have their own identity, it creates an entire generation that will always do what they're told regardless of the circumstances. Play cut 37.
It's very common. I mean, that's, I hear constantly, kids have to choose between seeing or not. I mean, and they have to follow the rules. So half the time, I think masks are not being worn properly anyway. They're pulling them down. But it doesn't make sense to choose between their vision or masking. And again, what is this for?
You're not going to get a clear answer on that. It's also for this. It's also for adults that are obese and have not made good decisions and are super afraid of getting sick, so they want to mask kids to try to make themselves feel better about it. There's a huge component of this, of parents, not just parents. Let me put that aside. Let's say administrators and teachers that do not take care of themselves and they're super afraid of getting a transmit. So they want everyone else to be masked to protect themselves because they took too many trips to Wendy's. Destroy the kid's life so you can feel better about yourself. Look, a lot of people did not even make resolutions this year. And you know what? I kind of get it. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't still find a way to shake things up, whether it's by switching up your workout routine or going someplace new. Whatever way you challenge yourself this new year, there's no better way to do it than with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon wireless earbuds are the best way to bring audio with you because no matter how much you shake things up, literally no matter how much you shake, you know they won't fall out of your ears. Their everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. There's also awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings so they can take Raycons with you wherever you go. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. Producer Connor, producer Andrew, producer Jake, they all love Raycons, and it's no wonder Raycons everyday earbuds have over 48,000 five-star reviews. Right now, the Charlie Kirk Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon orders at buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk. Buyraycon.com/Kirk. I am just so proud of our Turning Point USA chapters across the country, especially in some of the states that have these ridiculous mask mandates. This is not an exhaustive list. It's a working list and it's expanding. I just want to shout out our amazing Turning Point USA chapter leaders at the following schools: Bonita High School in Laverne, California, Woodgrove High School in Purcellville, Virginia, Chino Hills High School in Chino Hills, California. I bet it's connected to Jack Hibbs Church right there. Great guy. Fairview in Bremerton, Washington, Lyons Township in LaGrange, Illinois. I know that school very well. Washougal High School in Washougal, Washington, Ramona Middle School in Laverne, California, Sequoia Middle School in Fresno, California, Oakdale High School in Oakdale, California, Etowanda High School in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and a couple other in Washington State. That is not a exhaustive list by any means whatsoever. However, I do think, Andrew, they're popping up even more, right? There's a lot of momentum. So we are on the front lines at Turning Point USA to empower these high school students to push back against these mask mandates. Now, I can't imagine there's a lot of people in our audience that are enthusiastic about masks in general, but even if you are, it's a mask mandate. That's the point. Okay, I want to play some tape here. I'm not sure how good the audio is on some of these, but we'll play it anyway. Cut 24, St. Vitus High School. The kids are done with masks in the suburbs of Chicago. Play cut 24.
Well, there's a 9 people entry.
No punishment. You come in.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Get in.
Yeah.
Back up.
Total pandemonium and chaos happening at St. Vitus High School in the suburbs of Chicago. I played in that gymnasium multiple times. I almost hit a half-court shot in that gym. Right there, that gym. I'm not kidding. Andrew, you know I dropped 25 points in that gym? I'm not kidding. It's a true story. Right there. tell you where I was sitting. We actually had our opening tournament when I was a senior right there in that gym. I played 4 games in a row, 4 days in a row there. They're pushing back big time. Cut 30. Kids in Israel react to no more mask mandates. It's not in English, though, right? It's in Hebrew. But they just enthusiastic about it. Play cut 30. She says in Hebrew, no more mask mandates, and the kids start cheering and they start ripping the masks forcibly, just tearing them apart. And what we're seeing in these high schools, and these are not led by parents. Now, many of them have parent support, the list that I just said at the Turning Point USA list. But you're starting to see students start to push back against this. And at Turning Point USA, the list is growing and growing and growing by the day. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 15 already. 15 schools that already have organized protests, organized walkouts around the mandatory mask mandates. Play cut 34, Fox News report on how states are moving to lift mask restrictions against the Biden regime wishes, and also shows that a new poll shows that 50% of people want to continue to open up without any precautions. Play cut 34.
So a growing number of Democratic governors phasing out school mask mandates in defiance of President Biden. The White House is still pushing for students to keep their faces covered indoors, and they say that's because the CDC maintains it.
Yeah, well, they're following the voters for one reason. Mm-hmm. There's a new poll out this morning from Axios Ipsos. Do you want to have no mandates and requirements open up with no mandates or requirements? 21%. You want to move towards opening up with precautions? 29%. So 50% saying we want to start moving in the direction of or get rid of all of the mandates and requirements.
Well, if Karl Rove's chalkboard shows it, or whatever, his whiteboard, we're spot on. Students are rising up. They are pushing back against these unconstitutional and immoral mandates. And to summarize all this together, when Dr. Wen says, oh, the science has changed. No, the politics has changed and the people are rising up. As we say on this show, the citizen is rising. That's why all of a sudden they're lifting these restrictions. And it will just be a matter of days, if not weeks, where Illinois capitulates. I know that area very well, the suburbs of Chicago. And you have kids in school, empower them and encourage them to fight back against these mask mandates. We are robbing their health. The masks are harmful. It's bad for their emotional and spiritual development. Students are rising up to reclaim their bodily autonomy. It's a beautiful thing to see. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.